Today, I am joined by Leah Brunn, an occupational therapist in the spinal cord injury program at Kennedy Krieger Institute.
I work in the spinal cord injury department at Kennedy Krieger, where we see resilience in action daily as we work with kids adjusting to what is often a sudden change in their ability to simply engage in childhood. We see them adapt quickly as they put in an incredible amount of work to get stronger and to get back to those meaningful kid activities. This is true of so many of our kids, but it's especially true of Riley. Riley's a five-year-old girl with acute flaccid myelitis. She was your typical independent and active four-year-old when she became sick with a respiratory illness that led to paralysis. She came to Kennedy Krieger soon after, first at our inpatient hospital and then to our outpatient clinic. Over the past year, she's averaged about 4 hours of therapy a day, 3 days per week. 12 hours a week that she's asked to give up time just being a kid to come to therapy and do really hard work. And she never really complains about that, as long as lots of Barbies are incorporated into all that hard work, of course. Riley has a can-do attitude. It could be really easy for her to say, hey, I'm five and getting dressed or transferring into my wheelchair or brushing my hair, those are all really hard for me now. I just want my mom to do them for me. But Riley is the absolute opposite. She's the kid who, if you turn your head for a second, she's going to figure out how to do a full wardrobe change before you've turned your head back. I'm constantly in awe as I watch her do new things. She'll do a new movement that she couldn't do before, and I'll say something like, Riley, did you know your arm could do that? Usually she's unimpressed and just says something like, yeah, well, I just did it. Seeing her figure out how to engage in her environment is inspiring. She'll try to do a task and she'll complete as much of it as she can independently. And then, if needed, she'll ask for help. It's just a great reminder that when things feel really hard, you just have to keep working at it and keep trying different strategies, even if that includes asking for help, and you'll find a way to reach your goal.
Inspiring Moments is produced for WYPR by Kennedy Krieger Institute. I'm Dr. Jacqueline Stone.